FNC's Kane, Signal Get one of the most overhyped and oversold stories of the last several years. By Jeff Poor on March 27, 2025. Thursday, during the monologue segment of FNC's The Will Kane Show, host Will Kane criticized the media for its obsession with the so-called Signalgate scandal. According to Kane, Atlantic editor Jeffrey Goldberg's role in the saga and why he remained in the chat are overlooked. Transcript as follows. It's almost time to say goodbye to Signal Chatgate. But before we move on, I have two lingering observations I'd love to share with you here today. For all the talk of war plans and classified documents, it's worth returning to the center of the story, the center of the matter. And at the center of the story is a person. It's Jeffrey Goldberg. My suspicion is this will be the ongoing story as we move forward. If there's more to learn, it's how did Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic end up inside of a Signal chat group that included the biggest elected leaders of the United States of America? How did he end up hearing what he then ended up sharing in a headline that screamed, "I got war plans 2 hours before they took place"? It's one of the most overhyped and oversold stories of the last several years, but it still leaves open the question. What is the role of Jeffrey Goldberg? He literally is the center of the story. He got invited, apparently, perhaps, maybe. He got included in a private group deliberation. Now, if you or I get invited to a party, brought into a party that we really just weren't supposed to be at, we didn't get an invitation, we politely excuse ourselves. Maybe that makes light of the situation. Improper disclosures are always made in the legal world. Private filings, information you shouldn't receive is sometimes sent over email to the wrong person. Lawyers bow out, announce their presence, and say it's time to move on. We saw none of that here with Jeffrey Goldberg. Instead, he sat around under the implausible rationale that he wanted to find out if it was real. He never bowed out. He never announced himself. Instead, the first the world heard of it is when he published what he claimed to be classified documents and overhyped and oversold as war plans. Is there not some ethical obligation, Jeffrey Goldberg, to announce himself and to leave? He literally is the story. But for his presence, it's not a story. It's not as though he uncovered Watergate. He overheard something through a wall that happened to matter of the national security. His presence is the story. What obligation does Jeffrey Goldberg have to make himself not the story and to lead what he knows then is one of a private and important deliberation among President Trump's top cabinet? Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.